Here is your KLM news for this Saturday. The Plymouth County Courthouse will be closed Monday, Memorial Day, and there will not be any program at the courthouse. However, the Memorial Day program can be heard here on Monday morning starting at 10 o'clock from KLM. However, officials have decided to reopen the courthouse the following Monday on June 1st with regular courthouse hours of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and providing all public services. The public is still being encouraged to continue to use county and court services online or by phone, email, or video conferencing, and to continue to use the U.S. Postal Service mail as much as possible. The secure drop box, which will be available in the north lower level for use on weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., it is still being recommended, if at all possible, for the public to conduct their business with these alternative options and to use in-person options at the courthouse if unable to do so otherwise for the safety of the public and courthouse employees during the COVID-19 pandemic. The State of Iowa Clerk of Court offices on the third floor of the courthouse will be open to the public from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. beginning on June 1st. At this time, the Driver's License Department will still operate by appointment only in the courthouse annex building on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. You need to call 712-546-1663. The county zoning and sanitarian offices located in the courthouse annex are only open on Wednesdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the juvenile court services office in the courthouse annex building is open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. The public is being asked to use common sense and not to enter the courthouse if they feel sick with the COVID-19 or have knowledge of being exposed to the coronavirus and need to be quarantined. The public is also being asked to use the CDC and Public Health Department recommended sanitary guidance of protecting themselves while doing business in public places. Wearing of masks by the public is strongly recommended upon entering the Plymouth County Courthouse. Social distancing standards of remaining 6 feet apart from other members of the public while waiting for services will be required. There will be a social distance floor markings and signs to direct members of the public when seeking services at each of the respectful departments. Temperatures will not be taken before entering the courthouse. Now, the primary election in-person absentee voting will be available on Saturday, May 30th from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the Plymouth County Auditor's Office on second floor of the courthouse. Voters should use the north lower entrance into the courthouse on Saturday. The secure drop box is also available in the north lower lobby from 7:30 to 3:30 on Saturday if a voter wishes to drop off a voted absentee ballot. Any questions regarding the primary election services offered by the auditor's office on Saturday, May 30th, may be directed to the county auditor and commission of election, Stacy Feldman, at 712-546-6100. Governor Kim Reynolds is encouraging Iowans who have unsuccessfully tried to schedule a Test Iowa appointment for a COVID-19 screening to try again. Now, the Test Iowa site in Sioux City is now closed as of Friday. Woodbury County has been a coronavirus hotspot, but Reynolds says by now one of every 11 residents of the county have been tested. She said that the majority of those tests are already being done by a local health care provider so that they are still going to have access to testing. This just gives us an opportunity to take the Test Iowa site and actually move it up to Sioux Center, according to Reynolds. New Test Iowa sites will also open this next week in Marshalltown, Council Bluffs, and Burlington. Farmers are off to a great start with regards to this year's spring planting, with both corn and soybean planting nearly completed and running at least a month ahead of last year's pace. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig says it is good to see farmers finally have a decent year in which to get their crops planted.
We really are off to a tremendous start here, and I think folks saw that window open when the weather cooperated, and they've learned the lesson of the last couple of years and experienced some wet springs, and so folks were really aggressive and really ran hard when they could. And so today we're sitting at about 96% of the corn crop is in the ground and about 86% of the soybean crop is in the ground. Both of those numbers are a full month ahead of the progress last year, and 3 weeks ahead of the five-year average for planting progress. So there's no doubt we're early and we're ahead of the curve this year.
Neg says farmers were certainly benefited from having good weather conditions, but he also credits the fact that there were no interruptions with delivering the farmers' inputs, such as seed, fertilizer, and fuel.
A lot of work goes into making that happen, and again, we were watching very closely the whole supply chain, everything that a farmer would need to go to the field, so seed availability, fertilizer, fuel, and our ag retailers and our cooperatives worked proactively and aggressively to get those things delivered and to ensure that there was no disruption due to COVID-19 or anything related to that. And so, again, I think this really has been a bright spot during this time.
The Iowa Agriculture Secretary says that since people were urged to stay at home because of the COVID-19 virus, fuel was widely available and prices fell, and distributors were able to deliver the fuel needs to farmers without many problems. However, NAG says that the lack of driving has also negatively impacted Iowa's renewable fuels industry, with many ethanol plants, including that of Plymouth Energy at Merrill, having to shut down, at least temporarily.
We know that transportation fuel demand is down over 50% because we're just not traveling as much. It's also created a real hardship for our renewable fuels producers, our ethanol plants and our biodiesel plants, because of that reduced demand for transportation fuel also equates to reduced demand for ethanol in particular. And that's created a tremendous challenge as plants have had to shut down or roll back on production. But certainly, we've seen the price of fuel across the state drop and across the nation drop, and that's been certainly good for consumers. But we're very concerned about that renewable fuels industry and getting them some support so that they can get back on their feet after this COVID-19 crisis passes.
That the loss of demand for ethanol has also affected the livestock industry, as distilled dried grains, a byproduct of ethanol production and a feed component for poultry, hogs, and cattle, is becoming in short supply. That is your KLEM News for this Saturday morning.